You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Coach Unplugged. We're so excited you decided to join us. Make sure you go over and leave those 5-star reviews. If you like this, go over and listen to our other podcasts, like the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast or High School Hoops or Funnel Down Defense or Coaching Youth Hoops or whatever one of the 7 in our network that you would like to listen to. But before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our 2 sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. They are always, what I love about Dr. Dish is they're always innovating. They're always making that a little bit better, and that's why I think they're the best machine out there. Like I've said before, we own 3 of them, and I would not be talking about them every day if I did not believe in them. Mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $450 off, and they'll give you A1 customer service. And then also, what helps keep the lights on, what helps keep everything moving, is teachhoops.com. It's for coaches who want to get better. It is a one-stop shop by a basketball coach for a basketball coach. I'm always working with my team 365 days a year, working on making us better. And I want to do the same thing for you. I'm giving you resources, one-on-one calls, office hours, a roadmap per se that will help you become a better coach. And we offer a 14-day free trial because I believe you should come in and kick the tires around and see if it's right for you. If it's not, that's fine. But I guarantee that you're going to love it. All right, let's head off to the podcast. So what's today's topic, Coach? Because I have a lot.
All right, we got a controversial one, I think. And I hope it starts a lot of conversation. And I think we're going to probably drag this one over into our Facebook group to have this discussion. So it's ranking youth players. We're seeing it a lot coming up in the AAU tournaments, very specific tournaments that will rank 3rd through 8th grade players. Is it fun? Is it something they should be doing? Why? I think it, in my short opinion, does more harm than good to the rest of your team. I just don't think you should be ranking 3rd through 8th grade players.
I have a problem with people ranking 9th graders. Like, it's like, what are you doing? Like, I mean, there's so much change even between it. And again, I understand. And the problem is, okay, I don't know if it was my dad or my brother, but usually follow the money is the way to go through life.
Yeah.
And most decisions, it's like, what do you mean? It's like, if you have something and you're questioning it, even I'm in education. But whatever, if you're in a business or you're in an education or you're in a thing, follow the money. Usually the money is going to answer. There's money usually behind these rankings and the services and the people that are doing it. And
Follow the money in this particular case, Coach. So the tournaments, right? Well, what's going to happen? You're going to want to go to that tournament so you keep your ranking.
Right.
Until your teams and your players get ranked.
Right.
Right. So you keep on going back to that tournament, because if you don't, you're going to drop out of the rankings. Right.
Right.
So it's like, and then I don't know, I brought this up with someone else and they had a really good point. They said, well, what about that 8th and 10th kid on the team who already is not getting a lot of playing time, is already feeling a little bit uncomfortable, you know, just, you know, might be the, you know, I don't know, just is not as skilled as that number one player on the team. Do you do more damage to that kid by having, by, you know, his teammates are getting ranked? And again, here we go again. He's getting more recognition and I barely get any playing time.
Yeah. I think there's multitude of factors that go into that ranking and go into the ripple that it causes inside. So here's the issue I have with the rankings. First of all, especially at the younger ages, there's so much changing that happens. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. The amount of change that happens within players and, you know, kids, and, you know, they'll grow 7 inches or they'll stop growing or all sorts of things happen, or they'll become disinterested. And, you know, what I see at the youth level too, is the rankings are driving the teams are on, the rankings are driving the parents, the rankings are driving the coaches, the rankings. It's like, we're not letting them be kids. And again, I have no problem in 8th or 9th grade. If you want to rank the top 100 players in the country, whatever, fine. I could probably pick out the top 100. But when you get into the nuances, you know, Halliburton, starting point guard for the Pacers, Wisconsin kid, played at Oshkosh North, won a state title, was really kind of an unranked kid, very good kid. He was a high major. He went to Iowa State. But wasn't one of the McDonald's All-Americans, wasn't one of the guys, wasn't one, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
it's like, well, look what happened with him. One of the best guards in the NBA right now. And it was his motivation. The problem is, how many of those kids, you know, given up the game, or given up the love of the game, or given up the possibility for a free education, or jump from A to B to C to D to E, blah, 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 because of some of these rankings? That's where I don't think the plus helps. I don't think the plus helps, to be honest with you.
Well, let's take the positive side of it then, right? I'll play that, right? So it's fun. I get ranked.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little as just a like, kid, hey, look it at me, like, as a kid.
Pat on the back.
A little pat on the back.
I just got off the phone with my nephew, and he's a 5th grader, and they just won a tournament, and he got a medal, and he was showing me his medal. Yeah. He was super excited. Big smile. Great. I mean, that's good. It's like, yeah, nice. You won. It's good.
Yeah. But I agree with you, though. I can't stay too positive on this subject because I tried. All right. But I just don't think it does more harm than it good for the rest of the team.
It's the cost analysis.
Yeah.
Does the plus outrank the negative? And I do not believe that's the case with rankings.
Yeah. And I think it, you know, again, it keeps the kids coming back, keeps the team coming back. It's, you know, parents can brag about their kid being ranked number X in, you know, but again, there's tens of thousands of youth players playing just in the United States alone.
Right.
So it's not accurate, you know.
It's not accurate. Right? And first of all, what does the ranking mean? You know, Luca wasn't ranked, you know, what the hell? Like, you know, he's pretty good, you know.
Yeah, he's all right.
You know, yeah, I just don't get it. So
I don't think there's place in the game for it at the youth level. As you get older, maybe, because you're looking for a college scholarship or whatever, then whatever, but not at the youth level. Even if you think it's a fun factor, and I just can't think of any other reason why you would do it besides money, of course, right? And keeping feeding the egos of the coaches and the parents.
I'm doing the service. I'm out there. I'm trying to get them to come to my tournament. I'm doing all these things. Okay, yeah, I get it. But I just, again, I mean, I think there's been enough harm over me personally over the last 6 years with COVID, isolation, you know, Instagram, sorry, Mark Zuckerberg, but, and all those things. It's like, I just don't think we need to add more harm at this point. And again, rankings, and again, I'm not under the theory that we don't rank kids, and some kids are better than other kids. It is right. talented and gifted program for basketball players. Yeah. No doubt about it. That's what the NBA is. It's the best 200 and some basketball players in the world. No problem. I have no problem with ranking. I have no problem with ranking college kids. I have no problem, yep. With kids not seeing their ranking and maybe being like Halliburton going, I don't like this. I'm going to work harder.
Right.
I don't think sometimes, I think we do live in the trophy society where everyone gets a trophy and everyone feels good about it, which is the other extreme.
Yeah,
and
which I don't like either.
Rankings are going to hurt feelings and blah, blah, blah. I have no problem. I'm just saying, I don't know how you rank. Like at the high school level, even the AAU level or the ninth grade up, you're going to see all the good players are going to be in that circuit and playing in the right spots. And you can't tell me, every third grader in the country. Come on.
Like, that's right. Or
maybe, every third grader. But it's like your standard deviation, if I can steal from statistics, is off. So anyway, a cost benefit does not make sense to me in that at all.
No, I totally agree. All right. Yes. Well, and coaches, if you have you're listening to this right now and you love rankings, reach out to us. You can, Coach Bill at Coaching
Youth. Give us a reason why. Maybe we'll have you on the podcast. Love it. Maybe we'll do a counter. If you think it's a thing, let's go.
Yeah.
It'd be 2-1, but we're up for it.
I'm always open to change my mind, learn new things and looking at that. Yeah. So
I've had some of my best discussions about the shot clock with people that,
we're
not going to go down that road, but I'm just saying, with some of this has another side of my thoughts on it. And that's where you got to have open discussions. And anyway,
absolutely.
All right, but you can keep stats, and stats are good. All right, have a good day, everybody.
All right, Coach. See you later.
Hey, everybody. I hope you're enjoying this. If you are, maybe go over and check out Coach Collins' other podcasts, Teacher Side Gig and High School Hoops. Subscribe, like, leave a 5-star review, maybe. And then also you can go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. All right, have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.